I know. We could go downstairs. The piano downstairs.
Maybe find the guy playing the trumpet.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Fats Domino. That's right. Gotcha. I get the drift of it. Get down with your bad self, Philip. Thank you so much for being here. So after this, the announcement of this event went on Facebook. I got another request to be part of this, and I felt like I really had an open sort of attitude toward it. And this woman said that she did visual peace poems, and so they are actually on display here. I said, how would you like to do it? Do you want to hang stuff on the wall? Do you want to do digital? I mean, I'm hoping for digital, because I'm the rental agent of this place, and I don't want to see holes going in the wall. What do you do to fill them? So she said, no, digital would be fine. I said, whew. So, and she told me she's here from Portland. And so it takes an extra effort to drive 3 hours. And then I was, I think, getting coffee or something when Meredith said, it's so great to hear people speaking about Iraq and Baghdad in a good way, because she's originally from Iraq. Am I? So please welcome Mina Rose.
Yeah. So I'm just going to introduce myself for a minute or two. I've been all over. I've been all over the world. I've lived in the UK. Actually, I spoke British English and met with the Queen herself as part of an Iraqi publicity event stunt in London. Apparently, I was a photogenic child, I'm told. If I were to ask my mother, she'd say they'd spent months' worth of salaries in Baghdad so they could buy flowers. So I could sit in the lap of one of those people who I think was the number 8 on the deck of cards that were hunted down, only for those flowers to be thrown in the trash as a result of a potential assassination event. Somehow, we left under cover of night. My parents were actually considered national assets. We had to walk away from the culture and our identity and blend in with the Canadians. Eh? So, however, the tethers of home never disappeared. There was always that letter in the mail from Grandma. We would sit around the table and read it. What did she have to say? And I read them because I did not want to lose the language. However, this thing called Desert Storm happened, and we were far away. We only knew what the Iran-Iraq war was like. Planes exploding overhead, cousins in hysteria, pulling clumps of hair, their long hair, out of their head, blood all over their face. And that was just the beginning. So, target of opportunity. There we sat, riveted, immobilized, shocked senseless, as green-hued images of destruction assailed our eyes. Operation Shock and Awe unleashed its furor miles away. 4 people silently wept, each detonation ripping into their psyche. Then the colors came, orange flames rising against the black of night, people wrapped in fright. An eerie hush fell upon us, a fortnight all said and done, a magical phone call at 3 a.m. We live, the line went dead. Since then, I've been on a personal mission for peace. Teach peace, spread peace. Peace is peace. Peace is not the lack of war, and many people confuse the two. So I've tried with visual poetry, 14 words, all different, could be a bumper sticker or whatnot, but to explain what I think peace is. A poem could be nice and long and moving and epic, or it could be 14 words that stick in your memory. So I brought visual poetry with me because these 14 words are words that lift my heart when I hear a teenager repeat them. 14 words, they fit in your memory. Anyways, visual poetry. Thank you.